Welcome to ConExpo ConAg Radio, brought to you by the Association of Equipment Manufacturers with your host, Peggy Smedley.
Welcome back to ConExpo ConAg Radio, brought to you by the Association of Equipment Manufacturers. I'm your host, Peggy Smedley. On segment four today, we will continue our focus on the job site of the future as we take a look at GPS technology, global positioning system, and the many ways it can assist you across the spectrum of a project. Adapting the job site of the future, you know, as we've talked about so many times before, can be a challenge. You're kind of, if you think about it, you're faced with choosing the appropriate technologies kind of to do it right. And that's really kind of sometimes nerve-wracking, right? But if you think about it, is it overwhelming at times? We get that. We understand that here at AEM, but that's what we want this segment of the show to really help you, that we want to ease kind of that nerve-wracking moment. But there's so many solutions on the market, it can be tough to prioritize. And with GPS, we really believe it's kind of a slam dunk kind of sorts, because there's so many opportunities to use GPS. And as contractors, you rely on it for everything from initial planning to the job site management, as well as overseeing fleets and other important assets. There's just a lot of opportunities. So the GPS Innovation Alliance stresses just how important the technology has become. And that's what's really interesting as well, because the organization points out that GPS is issued and is used actually for surveying and mapping, locating kind of buried and overhead utilities, and even facilitating heavy machinery grading and excavation. And GPS also enables, if you think about it, better design and management of large construction projects, whether you're involved in infrastructure work or commercial and industrial projects. You're really likely to use GPS technology at many points along the way. And GPS technology has been known to help improve worker safety, as we've mentioned, by identifying hazardous areas on your job site overall. And it also reduces project delays, fuel consumption, and improves efficiencies at each stage of the project when you're using all of those analytics that we talked about with Josh just in the last segment. So as a contractor, you can also look to GPS to kind of prevent theft and misplaced equipment. And in the event of a theft, equipment can be quickly tracked and recovered, as we were talking about that track and trace kind of element of GPS. So the technology also plays a role in even equipment monitoring and maintenance, as we're talking about. So specifically, you can stay on top of preventative maintenance as well as mechanical problems that need a lot of attention. So this is especially important because addressing mechanical problems before they turn into breakdown prevents expensive repairs and even downtime. So that more of proactive being very reactive has a really strong role in what the construction job site really needs to think about it. So if you think overall, perhaps the best way to appreciate the value of GPS is to understand the hidden costs associated with not using it. And so those are things we really want you to understand. And so those hidden costs include staff hours spent locating equipment, maybe even bogus claims for overtime and unnecessary maintenance sometimes people use. And we realize sometimes that might be an extreme case, but we're just kind of bringing that up. But the lost revenue from those complications could alone kind of pay for the additional equipment or workers, if you think about that overall. So other hidden costs include equipment damage due to unauthorized use, let's say even unsafe equipment operation, increased insurance premiums, and even lower recovery of stolen equipment. And stolen equipment on a job site, we all know how those can add up very quickly. So when you examine GPS from that perspective, it's not really that difficult to understand its value and why you must include it, I think, in that arsenal of technology tools, perhaps as much as that tool belt, as we like to say. So the bottom line is, when heavy equipment isn't being tracked, there's a good chance revenue opportunities are truly being lost. So And you think about it, that's just simply unacceptable. So you need to maximize the return on all the capital investments in order to truly be successful as a construction company. And the market right now is just hugely competitive. So, and if you think about it, any edge that you can get to win a bid or improve your bottom line is so important. And GPS, as we look at it, can help you achieve all of those peak performance. So let's look at some GPS for equipment tracking. And GPS helps you know where equipment is, no matter how remote the location, and you can accurately track its use. So you can record vehicle operations for signs of unauthorized use, as we've mentioned, such as being outside of a designated area or being operated on after hours. So if you think about it, what are the return on investment overall? So GPS technology can lead to more successful bidding of new contracts. Now, perhaps you hadn't thought about that. Increased warranty or recovery and reduced insurance premiums. Those are the things that sometimes we don't think about. As a construction firm, you can manage remote workers more effectively, and which leads to improved driver compliance and regulations. Now, those are the kinds of things that sometimes we don't think about on some of these costs. You have all the data you need to make better purchasing decisions, again, that lead to more improved ROI. And everything's all about that improved return on investment. So by using a GPS tracker, you can easily search the shortest path to a job site or other locations. That's when we talk about that navigation side of things. So finally, when we look at all of these things and we couple all of the costs associated with this, whether we're talking about returning on your investment and we're talking about reducing insurance costs, or when we're talking about improving driver compliance and regulations, all of those leading to reduced costs, you know, fleets can create valuable knowledge by their bank of reports. And when you have more knowledge, you can in decision making, you know, you can do things better. You know, when you have more data, trends can be developed. And I think data, we talk about it all the time with the Internet of Things, you can make better decisions when you can trend things. So, you know, action can be taken to enhance the business. And that's very, very valuable. And sometimes we forget how valuable when you can trend things and you have data. So, for instance, you might be able to decide to sell an asset that is being underused, or to make an important decision about purchasing versus renting a crane or a dozer or other heavy equipment that you might not have known because you didn't have the right data. And sometimes we forget data helps us make very important decisions about specific job sites. And all of this can be accomplished as a result of global positioning system technology, a technology, as we've said previously, and we've said it, you know, pretty much of the day today, that is, as a construction company, you cannot afford to do without. I mean, it's one of those technologies. When you look at some of the others, you say, well, do I really need it? It seems that GPS technology right now is one of those that's starting to pay itself off the moment you use it. And if you use it right, and you figure out how you're going to use it in that whole track and traceability and so much more in how you're managing your fleets. And I think that's what makes it pretty powerful. So I think today, you know, as we look at what the show was today, we've learned about how it's being used in so many things and advancing not only just traditional ways of using GPS, but how it'll be used in so many other things. And who knows, maybe we'll see it being used in augmented reality and so many other forms of technology and integrating it in the way we do our business. But the show goes by so quickly. We're out of time. That's all that we have for today. But we want you to remember that we are broadcast live every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Central. In the meantime, if you haven't been up to the website, go up to the AEM.com site and check out things that we're doing. We've also got, if you haven't tweeted at us, we want you to tweet at ConExpo, ConAg. Tell us what you want to read. We want to know the things that you will help you at the job site. But have a wonderful week. Remember, ConExpo, ConAg Radio is brought to you by the Association of Equipment Manufacturers. If it's new, it's here. And have a great week, and we'll be with you next week. Take care.
A podcast or radio show on WS Radio is a great way to create content marketing. Turn prospects into customers into raving fans. Contact Wade at WSRadio.com or call 866-WS-RADIO.
Hi, Scale listener. This is David Finkel, co-host with Jeff Hoffman of Scale Your Business. I wanted to let you know that our newest book, Scale, was just released and to encourage you to get your copy. The book will give you 7 proven principles to grow your business and get your life back. Scale will help you work less by getting your business to produce more. Get your copy online or at your local bookseller. For more information, visit us online at scaleyourbusinesstoolkit.com.
I've been bragging about Progressive Medical Center to you guys for years, and I'm so excited to have Dr. Agoli with us because, Dr. Agoli, a lot of people walk through your doors, and some of their biggest problems are they're just fatigued, they're tired all the time, and even though they're dieting and exercising, they cannot get the weight off. Why is that?
It's a combination of poor metabolism, inappropriate eating, but more importantly, it's due to a lack of education and really doing the right testing. A lot of our patients are metabolically compromised. What does that mean? Their metabolism is not functioning. The metabolism is responsible for all physical and chemical processes necessary to sustain life, and that includes energy. And without cellular energy, your body is not going to be a burning machine. Let's get back and teach our listeners to be a fat-burning machine.
It's been a lot easier to maintain my weight since Progressive Medical Center started treating me with all-natural supplements, learning proper nutrition, and that can be you today. No more frustrations about being tired or overweight. So why don't you get a hold of Progressive Medical Center today through ProgressiveMedicalCenter.com.
This is your life. Live it well.
Hi, this is Rob Barnett, VinVillage.com, where wine lovers connect. Be sure to tune in weekly to VinVillage Radio for exclusive, in-depth interviews with the who's who in wine and food.
Do you want to be a professional coach? Are you in business trying to make a real difference with people you manage or work with? Have you started a coaching practice that isn't quite getting off the ground? Get the skills you need to be a successful coach today with the Coach's Training Program from Accomplishment Coaching. The Coach's Training Program will show you how to help others focus and be more fulfilled. Whether you want to improve your company's bottom line or create a thriving coaching practice, Accomplishment Coaching can give you the distinctions and practices you need to coach others effectively today. Accomplishment Coaching has spent 6 years developing a cutting-edge coaches training program that will have you ready to coach people professionally in just 12 months, and you don't have to take time off work to do it. To find out more about the Coaches Training Program, just call 1-888-548-6813. That's 1-888-548-6813.